Hello. Welcome everybody. Today we have Sayado Oindakan.
Mingalaba.
Mingalaba.
Hello, Mida Yogi Miya. Chanda Jabadi.
May all of you, Metta Yogis, be happy and peaceful.
Mida Deya, Gongzwa Bwamiya Nanyabadi.
May you be able to practice, to cultivate metta very well.
Yagu Puyi Metta Deya Sa Hovaro Me.
Now Sayado will give a talk on metta.
Deya Dongji Namodada Yusubi Kuroja.
We will pay respect to the Buddha by reciting the Namo Tassa three times.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa.
Dine Metta Deya ga ro Metta Ajo 17 myo ko ho ja bi me.
In today's talk on Metta, Sayado will talk about the 11 benefits of Metta.
Metta Deya ko amye de de amye ran bwa mya a thu ni yin ne Metta ye Ajo Deya 17 myo ko yashi nai ne.
When somebody is always engaging in the cultivation of metta, cultivating loving kindness, then that person can experience the 11 kinds of benefits based on the practice of metta. However, it is important that one practices metta every day. In the scriptures, it is said that one should engage in the cultivation of metta during all the waking hours, meaning except when one is sleeping. So, if one is able to engage in the cultivation of metta in this way, then one is able to directly and personally to experience the many benefits of metta in obvious ways.
Mimi Google and Mimi Nene Rita Jibo, Mameda de Aboara, Mari Jude of the Lila.
And also, you can be, you should be aware in your own practice when you cultivate metta what beneficial results or effects do you experience? Among these 11 kinds of benefits from the practice of metta, the first one is that one is able to sleep happily. And the second benefit is that one has good, pleasant dreams. One doesn't have bad dreams or nightmares.
နံပါတ်3ကအဲ့ဒီရာကအချိန်တန်လို့နိုးပြန်လေကြည်ကြည်လင်လင်ချမ်းချမ်းသာသာပဲနိုးလာတယ
် The third benefit is that when waking up one wakes up refreshed and happily
အဲ့ဒီအကျိုးတရားတွေကတော့ကိုယ်ကိုယ်ကိုလေ့လာရင်အလွန်ထင်ရှားပါတယ
် So when you watch in your life when you pay attention to it you can experience it for yourself
တက္ကတိမှာအကြောင်းအကျိုးညောလောဘဒေါသစတဲ့ကိလေသာတရားတွေဖြစ်နေတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အိပ်မရဘူးအဲ့ဒီချိန်မှာမေတ္တာတရားလေးပွားလိုက်လို့ရှိရင်အိပ်ပျော်သွားတယ
် So for example maybe due to a certain cause or certain circumstances the kilesas have arisen starting from lobha dosa some greed craving or aversion hatred and so if that happens in the evening when going to bed you will not be able to fall asleep however then when you cultivate metta then you will be able to fall asleep
လူတယောက်မှာယခုလိုအဲ့လိုကောင်းတာအိမ်မကောင်းလေးတွေမဲ့ဖို့ဆိုတာအလွန်အရေးကြီးပါတယ
် because it is so important that we can sleep well or that we have good dreams
အိမ်မပျော်ဘူးဆိုရင်ရက်ကြာလာလို့ရှိရင်အစားစားလည်းစားခြင်းစိတ်တွေမရှိတော့ဘူးစားပြက်သွားတယ
် however if we cannot sleep well if we cannot sleep well for several days in a row then we might also lose the appetite and we cannot eat anymore and if we do not sleep well for several or many days then that will influence one's health will deteriorate
အဲ့ဒီချိန်မှာယောဂဝေဒနာတွေဖြစ်ပေါ်ပြီးတော့လာတယ်တဲ့
Then one can get sick.
ဒါကြောင့်လူတယောက်ဟာအဲ့ချိန်ပြည့်ပြည့်စုံစုံအိပ်နိုင်ဖို့ချမ်းချမ်းသာသာအိပ်ရဖို့ဟာအမှန်အရေးကြီးပါတယ
် That's why it is so important for people to be able to sleep enough and also to sleep well, happily.
ဒါကြောင့်ကောင်းကောင်းမွန်မွန်အိပ်ရဖို့ချမ်းချမ်းသာသာအိပ်ရဖို့မေတ္တာအစည်းလေးကိုစားစားပြီးအိပ်ပ
ါ So if you want to sleep well if you want to sleep enough then take the metta medicine
နောက်နံပါတ်4ကမေတ္တာတရားပွားများပြီးနေတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုမြင်တဲ့လူတိုင်းမြင်တဲ့လူတိုင်းကจิตခင်တနာကျင်နာကြတယ
် The fourth benefit from the metta practice is thatWhoever meets or sees a metta person, then, or the metta person is loved and liked by others. Others are friendly with a metta person.
Namanganga, metta ne nere bogu, luri ga che yomga ure, nadiya ba che kemya nuja re.
The fifth benefit,Metta persons are not only loved by human beings, but they are also loved by devas. Then the sixth benefit is that metta persons will be protected by the devas.
ကောင်းတဲ့အစင်းတွေကြီးတဲ့တွေ့အောင်မြင်အောင်စောင့်ရှောက်တယ
် So the devas taking care of metta persons that can mean that the devas help them to encounter nice and pleasurable visual forms
Now မေတ္တာရှင်စိတ်ချမ်းသာတဲ့အတန်ကလေးတွေကြီးတဲ့ကြားရအောင်လည်းစောင့်ရှောက်ပေးတယ်
Or else they help that metta persons hear pleasant, lovable sounds.
Metta jin, say chanda dia, anan liri, the boja nidde de anan liri gu be
Or else the devas help that metta persons can smell nice smells, nice fragrances. Or else the protecting devas help that metta persons can taste nice foods, delicious foods. Or else the protecting devas help that metta people can experience nice, tangible, pleasant objects. So that protecting devas, they extend their protection to metta persons so that a metta person is not so likely to encounter unpleasant bad sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and tangible objects. So they extend their protection to metta people that they can live happily and that everything in their lives is going well. So the protecting devas extending their help in this way to metta people, then for the metta people there is not much difficulty or struggle in their lives. Everything or most of the things go well. In the scriptures, it's illustrated with a person being protected by the protecting devas is like the children that are protected by a mother. So this one you can easily understand. Children who are protected by their mother, they do not need to worry. They do not encounter dangers. So the children, sons and daughters of a mother, they get food. They do not worry about getting enough food. Or else sons and daughters, they do not need to worry about clothes. The mother, parents provide them with clothes. Sons and daughters, they do not need to worry about a place to stay. That's provided by the mother. The mother takes care of their sons and daughters, providing them with everything or all the necessities of life, and in this way, the children do not need to worry. So the children of a mother can live happily without any worries because they are cared for, and likewise our metta persons be cared for by the protecting devas.
metta taya ne ni ai net de ko metta po wa ya metta po wa me.
So if you want to experience the protection of the devas, then stay with metta or cultivate metta.
Namakun metta taya ne ni de pugu ma de andare gin be shin ne.
The seventh benefit is that a metta person is free from danger and harm.
Now, metta taya ne ni de pugu shit. Metta taya ne ni de pugu ye myanna de amyaran chi lin swin lan bi lo ni de.
The eighth benefit is a metta person has a clear facial expression.
Namak go metta taya ne ni de pugu ye sit ha ti ngain ne de.
The ninth benefit is that the mind of a metta person is calm and concentrated.
Metta taya ne ni de pugu namak 10 ha metta taya ne ni de metta shin ma de gan ni daw ma twi twi wi wi chaw chaw nan nan ne ma de ya u ji ji lin lin shin shin pya pya li de ya de.
Then the tenth benefit is a metta person who is near death, so that person is not overcome by fear or worries, but that person's mind is peaceful and clear.
Metta ne de lo yin de bi bima bi wo yaw ba le.
And then the 11th benefit is that when a metta person dies, that person will be reborn in the Brahma realm.
Yama bi yaw de so da ga raw di metta ko zan ya aw le bwa ya me.
In order to be reborn in the Brahma realm, one has to cultivate the metta up to the stage of the jhana, the absorption.
Ani metta zan ga le pye pye bi ma twa ya hu de.
But without the metta jhana, one cannot be reborn up there.
There are any metta zan le ne de yin to pugu met to metta shin ya yama bi ko egam mocha yauk ba de.
But when such a person, a metta person, is able to attain the jhana based on metta and dies absorbed in the jhana, then that person is reborn in the Brahma realm.
Alo metta jin ni yama bi yauk chin ya de mho la.
So you metta meditators, do you want to reach the Brahma realm?
Yauk chin la.
You want to get there?
Eh myan na de ji ya ra yauk chin ne myan na de ba ya na.
Looking at your faces, it looks like yes, you want to get there.
And I'm metta zan ya aw na bwa ra bwa ra ekam mo ja dhimma bi wo yauk ni.
So for sure, if you are able to reach the metta jhana and die while absorbed in it, then you will be reborn as a brahma.
Yaku metta taya bwa mya a thu lo chi yin thu metta shin ko lu ri chit khin ne a chang pyaw pya me.
Now Sayadaw will explain or relate an example of how a metta person is beloved by others.
Bhaya jin let that dong ga nyat daw bhaya ga tang ga re ne adu kutina yong ngu man la min lo ye kutina yong ngu jwa me lo tadin a chang ja lai.
At the time of the Buddha, the people in the kingdom of Malla heard that the Buddha, together with a number of monks, would come there to Kusinayon. So it was Venerable Ananda who sent out the news to the people in Malla, to the ministers in Malla, that the Buddha and a number of monks would go there to Kusinagara.
And the young Jalai do, Malamania, Alu, Siwe de Kulu,
when the ministers in Mala got this news, they came together.
Ari Gonzo Malamina, Alu, Alu, Malamini, the India, Siwe de Jayame.
So the ministers, they discussed and decided that from each house, one person needed to come to receive the Buddha. And if they wouldn't send the person, they would have to pay a fine of 500 pieces of money. So then, a bit later, the Buddha, together with 500 monks, went to Kusinagara. So in this way, the ministers and people of Mala welcomed the Buddha. Among these people welcoming the Buddha and his monks was a man called Roja. This man called Roja, he was still quite young. He was a learned person. And he was from a rich family. And he had many friends. So he was in the crowd that was welcoming the Buddha. And Roja, he was also very friendly, very close to Venerable Ananda. So when they came, Roja went to see his friend, Venerable Ananda. When Venerable Ananda saw his friend, Roja, he was very happy and pleased. Venerable Ananda said to his friend, Roja, Roja, I'm so happy to see you, and I'm so happy to see that you came to welcome the Buddha. With this, you get a lot of merit.
And
then Roja replied to Venerable Ananda, "Oh, my dear friend, I have not come to welcome the Buddha because I respect the Buddha. I have only come because I do not want to pay the fine of the 500 pieces of money." So that means, yes, he had no respect for the Buddha, didn't come because of this, but he only wanted to avoid to pay the fine.
When
Venerable Ananda heard Roja's replies, he felt quite sad, and so he went to the Buddha and related what Roja had said. And Venerable Ananda then asked the Buddha, please, can you do something that Roja becomes a Roja will respect the sasana, the Buddha's teaching?
He Roja Malabin Dadana Rajinu Laluji, the Viro Dadana Role, Alun Tamujiware, Alun Junya Valime, the shop.
And Venerable Ananda said further, if Roja would become a supporter of the sasana, of the teachings, then that would be very helpful and beneficial for everybody. And so then, after that, the Buddha started to cultivate metta with Roja as his object. So he was cultivating metta. May Roja be well, happy, and peaceful. May Roja be well, happy, and peaceful. May Roja be well, happy, and peaceful.
Hello, Bolaido. Roja, I'm your Zabia Boma. You knew that the intent of Chibola.
While the Buddha was cultivating metta for Roja, Roja started to feel very respectful for the Buddha, his teaching. Strong respect arose in him. So in the scriptures, there is a simile for that. When a mother cow loses her calf, she goes looking for the baby calf and calling out for the baby calf. And likewise, as this respect arose in Roja's heart and mind, respect for the Buddha, he was looking, where is the Buddha? Where is the Buddha? Or else, saying it in other words, it's like when a mother has lost her children, then she's looking around for her children to find them. And as Roja was looking for the Buddha, then the monks told him where he could find the Buddha, and so he got to see the Buddha. And when Roja met the Buddha gave him a talk. He talked about the Four Noble Truths. At the end of the Buddha's talk, Roja then told the Buddha, Venerable Sir, please only use the things I have offered to you, like the food, the clothes, the medicine, and the shelter. Do not use food, medicine, shelter, clothes from others who have offered them to you. In this way, Roja turned into a person who had a lot of respect for the sasana, for the teachings. And so for you, if you cultivate metta, if you strengthen your metta, then towards other people, then even enemies or People who hate you will turn into your friends. People you consider to be your enemies turn into your friends. And people who are already friendly to you, you will get even more friends, friendly people. So, in order to experience directly, personally, these benefits from the practice of metta, please continue with the cultivation of metta.
Metta dia sele juza bonya aduja dia bien. Metta zani ya lu yema biu alu yau nai nyabazi neban dia yau nai nyabazi.
So may all of you be able to continue with your practice of metta meditation, be able to attain the metta jhanas, get to the Brahma realm and realize Nibbana.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Alone, teshi jama, sichana jama.
So may all of you have long life. May you be well, happy, and peaceful.
Yeah, no?
Yes.
Okay,
Aku. Lise Gonsh. Lise
Gonsh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, as Sayadaw has said, please continue with your practice. We will continue with the practice, but before I forget, there is some information. In 2 days is full moon, or at least here in Burma, it's in 2 days on the 25th. Of January, and since a number of years we are doing a metta chanting on full moon days on an online meeting online coming together. Those who have participated in any of the metta retreats before here at the center or Zoom metta retreats, and so we always invite everybody who has ever taken part of these metta retreats to join on the full moon days. And so coming Thursday, the day after tomorrow, it's at 1 p.m. Central European time. So you have to figure out for yourself what time it is for you. But you know, usually when we close this online session, then it would be 3 hours from there. After this 1.5 hours online session, when we finish, then after 3 hours, we do the full moon metta chanting. It's on this Zoom link, on my Zoom link, and it takes about 45 minutes. And we do all the metta chants that you have on your chant sheets. So anybody who wants to join, is able to join, you are very welcome to do so.
Då kan det komma liksom en kille på dagen, det är en sak, men att det kommer liksom ett killgäng på, jag menar, 4-5 pers.
So then with this, we go on with our practice. Today we stay with the neutral person. If you wish to stay with the neutral person you have picked up yesterday, you can. Or you can choose a second neutral person. This kind of person that you neither love nor hate. Usually it's a person that you do not know, not know well. You do not know much about their lives, their life circumstances. You have seen this person one time or several times in the shop, on the bus, around the corner, down the street, or anywhere. So we will start with an easy person, whoever that is for you. You can go back to a benefactor or a dear friend or yourself. We'll do that for a few minutes, and then I ring my little bell to make the transition to the second neutral person. So make sure you sit in a comfortable way. Take a few moments to feel your body as it is sitting or lying down. Notice what sensations are there. Also notice in which state the mind, the heart is right now. And then pick the person with whom you want to start this formal metta meditation, an easy person where you can easily connect with the metta, the well-wishing for this person. Now we change to the neutral person. Either the one you had yesterday until now, or you can choose a second neutral person. And then make the transition from, let's say, the benefactor to this neutral person. In the same way as I wish my benefactor to be well, happy and peaceful, may the lady in the post office be well, happy and peaceful. And then continue to cultivate metta for this lady in the post office. May she be well, happy and peaceful. And so on. With your phrase, with your person. The practice goes on. In the formal practice, continue with this neutral person, cultivating friendly, kind, warm-hearted thoughts towards this person, so strengthening this quality of kindness in your heart and mind. And remember that if somehow it becomes very challenging to cultivate metta, meaning, you know, that unwholesome thoughts come in, aversion, hatred, strong attachment, pride, whatever. So as you know, first of all, just try to put aside these thoughts, incline the mind again towards the metta, cultivating the metta, ignoring these unwholesome thoughts as best as you can. But if they come back again and again, if they become so strong that they pull you in into the negativity and that it is difficult to get out of them, so in that case, you know, drop the metta for that person and go where it is easy, a benefactor, or if you yourself as the object are easy, to connect again, to build up the quality of metta. Or you might do the dog shaking method, you know, shake everything off, reset, push the reset button, and then start again. You know, again with an easy person to build up the metta. And then when the mind has become calm again, metta is there, the connection to this well-wishing is there, you might then go again to that neutral person or the person that had been the object for your metta meditation. That's for the formal walking and sitting practice. And in the day-to-day activities, you know, it can be the more free-flowing practice. And now with the category of the neutral person, you know, in your day-to-day life, going out of the house, going shopping, taking a bus, going for a walk, you will meet many people you don't know. People, you know, that belong to this category of the neutral person. So very easy. Sitting in a bus, you know, and next to you a person you have never seen, you don't know, cultivate metta for this person next to you. May this person next to me be happy and well. Or in the shop, may the person in front of me at the checkout counter in the queue be happy and well. Or as you walk through the shop, seeing these other people doing their shopping, may all these people here in the shop be well, happy and peaceful. May they have an easeful day. May they be free from stress, whatever. So in this way, I wish all of us a fruitful practice with their ups and downs. And with this, I hand over to Aya Viranyani.
So before I say anything, before we go into the questions, there's a thunderstorm happening here. So if I disappear, it's because of that. I don't think I will, but just in case. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to ask. Yes, Vicki, hello.
Hi. I've got a funny question. In the chat, in the sharing of blessings, this line, is, you know, it goes, my mother, my father, my relatives, it says the sun and the moon. And it goes on about by the same time as people listen, realize how come the sun and the moon are in there?
That's a really good question. It's a chant from the Thai tradition, and the sun and the moon are metaphors for the king and the queen of Thailand. So, simple answer. Thanks. Yeah, it doesn't mean the, you know, the sun of the moon, the physical sun and moon. Yes, Rania.
Yeah, I have a question about the 11 benefits of metta. When I hear them, I'm like, "Ooh, I want that." Then they kind of, you know, against what we actually do, because we don't really do metta for getting any benefits. So, could you say something about how to relate?
Yeah. Now, that's a really good question, because as we've emphasized, we don't do metta with any ulterior motive. Otherwise, it just gets in the way. That said, it can help very much to know all the potential benefits when we get into a hole and we think, oh, God, what's the point of this? And just to bring them to mind. Who doesn't want a good night's sleep? You know, who doesn't want good dreams? Yeah. Who doesn't want protection? Mm. So not to use them as, what do we say, you know, the goal of the practice, but just for your information so you know that, oh, these can arise. And they're actually quite common. Mm. So, It's a reminder. It's like, do I want to be angry or do I want a good night's sleep? Yeah. It can be very practical like that. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Rania. And Monique, please.
I had very strong good inclined, very strong by my metta for the neutral person. And again, this infinite open space I met, and but I could stay by my metta wish apart from that. And more open space, more. Okay, and I stayed by my metta wish. Mm-hmm. I know that is a sign of concentration. If I do otherwise, go along with this, or it's just okay.
So long as you can maintain the connection to the metta wish and to the inclination to the metta, it's fine. Yeah. And to understand that, you know, the experiences of concentration are quite, they're universal in this practice, and there are many of them. So they're so different that people, oh, should I be following this? Or we're afraid of losing the metta, we're afraid of losing our balance. Please don't worry. Just maintain the connection with the metta however you can under those circumstances. Yeah. So. Yes, please, anyone else? Claudia, please.
my metta practice now was a little disturbed by thoughts that came in. And this is the question where I, what's always triggering for me? How can a metta teacher or metta person invite for taking an aeroplane and flying while knowing that through climate change, flying is doing much harm to all living beings? Mm-hmm. And this came in always, and just there to ask you.
Mm-hmm. And you touch on something very important. You know, it's, we cultivate metta to wish for the welfare and benefit of all living beings, and we try to bring this into our, the entirety of our life. Understanding, and you know, it's not just airplanes, it's what we eat, what we wear, how we travel through the day. Understanding that it's impossible to live in this world without harming someone, and trying to minimize that harm. So a carbon footprint, you know, minimizing a carbon footprint. I think of this a lot because I do travel by air. I can't swim across the ocean. And I've calculated, for example, this is just the example that I'm aware of for myself. It's like, well, what is my carbon footprint? I don't own a house, I don't own a car, I don't eat meat, I don't wear leather, and I fly in airplanes. Oh. The calculus needs to be balanced by the benefit of what we're doing. Am I flying on an airplane to go on vacation, or am I flying on an airplane to benefit living beings? So a lot depends on why we do what we do and the attitude that we carry into the intention we carry into whatever we say and do. So to travel in order to benefit living beings, as opposed to, you know, having a luxury vacation, for example. To me, you know, there is a balance that we strike there. And then understanding that the way we say it in English is just being, am I willing to eat that karma of harm, whatever residue of harm is caused by flying an airplane? Does it balance for me or not? And that's the... that's a calculation we all need to make in our own lives. Yeah.
Yes, I just want to add how happy I am that I can do this metta retreat without having to fly to Myanmar. So thank you very much for offering this alternative also.
Yeah. Thank you, Claudia. Maybe one other question before we begin the chanting.
May I?
Please, yes.
I have a question, which is probably, I need to put things into a better perspective. Basically, when I do practice Vipassana, I feel it as a quite an unkind type of practice, because we have to stick to the position, we can't move, and this bring suffering and pain. And in a way I feel I'm not gentle enough to myself, because I'm arming me, even if I know there's a very high purpose. And I mean, I'm not criticizing Vipassana. The point is that I just have this inner feeling of not as kind to myself as I would like. So if you can help me putting things into the right perspective, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Francesca. It does feel like that, actually, sometimes with Vipassana. It depends on what you define as kindness. We practice Vipassana to free the mind from all suffering, to attain Nibbana. Not only is that a very high goal, it's the ultimate kindness. So we balance the short-term pain and with the understanding that that is the doorway into freedom. So it's actually the kindest thing we could do, painful physically.
Mm-hmm.
It usually is for people. The balance we need to strike, both in this practice and in the Vipassana practice, is this discomfort causing physical harm or not? And then, for example, in the Vipassana practice, so that means not moving reflexively whenever we feel discomfort. And then when we need to move, moving slowly and extremely mindfully, that's also kindness. Kindness doesn't always mean giving in or just allowing ourselves to be comfortable. In this practice, for example, we may be able to move physically, but we are instructed to just allow things to arise and be there in the mind and heart. And sometimes there can be real emotional pain that arises. And it's kindness not to avoid that, even though it's more difficult, even though we'd rather not. So to be gentle, gentleness is less about what we're paying attention to than the attitude with which we pay attention. So is there a tenderness in our attention, a care in our attention? And this applies both to Vipassana and to Metta. Or do we want it to just go away? Or is there a force or a hardness behind our sitting still or our staying with some difficult emotion in this practice? So an attitude of kindness is more an attitude of tenderness rather than always seeking ease and comfort. So I don't know if that answers your question, but yeah.
It does, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Francesca. So the chanting today. Let's begin with the chant on page one, the Metta chant, the top of the page. Sabi Sata, Sabi Panna, Sabi Bhuta, Sabi Pukala, Sabi Atabawa, Pariyapana, Sabha Itiyo, Sabi Purisa, Sabi Aliya, Sabi Anariya,
Sapi Dima, Sapi Manusa, Sapi Winipatika, Avira Hontu, Abhya Pacha Hontu, Anika Hontu, Sukhiyatanam, Pariharantu, Dukkha Mucchantu, Yata Lata Sampatito, Mamikachantu, Kamma Sakha, Purati Maya Disaya, Pachi Maya Disaya, Otaraya Disaya, Dakinaya Disaya, Purati Maya Anudisaya, Pachi Maya Anudisaya, Otaraya Anudisaya, Dakinaya Anudisaya, Eti Maya Disaya, Upali Maya Disaya, Sapi Satta, Sapi Panna, Sapi Bhuta, Sapi Pugala, Sapi Atabhava Pariyapanna, Sapa Itiyo, Sapi Purisa, Sapi Ariya, Sapi Anariya, Sapi Deva, Sapi Manusa, Sapi Winipatika, Avira Hontu, Abhya Pacha Hontu, Anika Hontu, Sukhiyatanam, Pariharantu, Dukkha Mucchantu, Yata Lata Sampatito, Mamikachantu, Kamma Sakha.
So let's turn now to the next page, the Burmese Four Aspirations and the Sharing of Mind. And I might add, because Ari is too modest to say, but yesterday, today, she and Mimi have been doing quite a lot of offering of dana to people on that side. And a number of you have contributed donations to these dhanas. So sharing the merit and the benefit of all this offering with all beings everywhere. One of the reasons we travel to Myanmar is to distribute dhana to people who really need it. So really reflecting on the goodness of this and the benefit of this and sharing the merit with that, with all beings everywhere, without exception. So we'll chant the top of the page one time, the bottom of the page three times. Alon tatuadwe chatamajabasi chatamajabasi kosiya ginjabasi seisiya ginjabasi asasa ayaya Asim kecha basi, Ahmya, 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 Yudho mucha bakongo, Sadhu, 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 Ahmya, 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 Yudho mucha bakongo, Sadhu, Sadhu. Yeah.
Yuta Mucha Bakolo Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu.
So carrying, oh, see Aria's, you might enlarge her picture if you can. She's showing on the screen offerings of rice and oil. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing that many of you have contributed to. So, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And this is ongoing. Metta in action, we call ourselves for good reason. So, continuing metta in the mind, metta in speech, metta in action, in your own lives, however you can. Being spontaneous, flexible, always inclining to kindness in speech, in action, in thought. A quiet day for everybody. No interviews today. So we wish you a joyful, deepening day of practice with this neutral person and all neutral people all over the world. Thank you for your practice, everybody.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.